Become your own rainmaker. Start using your brain. Your brain is an unused resource. It is what most rainmakers do. Start using unused resources. Rainmaking is a business/industry distinction. There is a business that does so-so. A new CEO or leader comes in and restructures the company and their results go through the roof. But the same thing can be done on any level, including the level of the person, or your own self, your own life. The secret is to wear a new pair of glasses that says, I have unused resources. And I am investing my time and energy in the same old unproductive place. You see that doing it for yourself immediately creates a conflict. Humans want to be right. But not just right, but retrospectively right. So they explain and justify to avoid having been wrong, to avoid to look bad. And that is what happens with most people. There is a saying, if you are in a hole, stop digging. Or something like that. But most people keep on digging. Justifying and explaining is one of those digging moves. Will Rogers aptly said, never miss a good chance to shut up. Anyway, it is a human misbehavior to keep on adding, instead of 1. Removing stuff that doesn't get you what want, i.e. the straight and narrow. 2. Using what you have fully. I think that there must be a natural law that if you don't use what you have fully, you'll get less and less. Maybe that is what the Bible says, for to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have abundance, but from him who is not, even what he has will be taken away. I am almost sure that it is a mistranslation. And instead of has it should be uses. But who am I to argue? Even though I am sure. Anyway, back to unused resources. It is worth examining what causes one to abandon, not use, not value the existing resources. I have found two invisible dynamics that always result in abandoning what works, abandoning using what you have. Narrow cone of vision. AKA not seeing the big picture. Including the context. Haste, eagerness. When I observe myself, I have to say and remind myself that slow is smooth and smooth is fast. I have a hasty base personality. Temperamentally I like to jump into things. And lose. I don't mean I like to lose. I do lose every time when I jump in hastily. What is there as greed? Greed to win, greed to get it over with, greed to feel smart. Greed to get away from the discomfort of not knowing. And, of course, when you are in haste, when you are in eagerness you cannot see the context, you cannot see the big picture. Even if you have the DNA capacity open. Why? Because you can see when you don't look. When you are in hasty or eager mode, you are not looking. You can be in that mode about eating, about sex, about money, about anything. You need to increase your capacity to be with tension. The tension of waiting to see, the tension of not seeing, the tension of not yet. This is one of the areas where a higher TLB is a lifesaver. Deliberate is the opposite of hasty. Self-possessed. When you are greedy you are not calling the shot, you don't possess yourself, something else possesses you, and wags you like the tail wags the dog. One of your unused resources is your brain and brain power. An unintended experiment. I am starting to pay attention that I am in an intellectual decline mode. What I could do easily a few weeks ago I can't do it. Neither easily nor at all. I am muscle testing myself, and even my vibration has dropped. And my IQ has dropped. I am resisting going into full-blown panic. Or even to a little panic. I choose to be curious instead. I need to keep the panic at bay. What did I do? I must have done something different for such a strong decline. I ask source, is it the food? Is it what I drink? Is it no exercise? Turns out it is what I occupy my time with. I have been watching Netflix, reading inane, linear books written by linear thinkers. The brain prunes itself, its circuits mercilessly when they are not used. I think that the world's IQ level is dropping into sharp decline because of this what you occupy your time with. Following a book or a video along without setting a focus, for example, causes mental decline. Being in my classes but thinking about your own stuff causes mental decline. Interestingly, when it comes to the brain, cause and effect are almost interchangeable. You don't, then you can, then you don't, then you can't even more. It is true in every area of life, but it is most obvious in the brain. If you don't challenge the brain, it will slowly become unusable. I notice that there is an inner voice that has been insisting that it's not worth it. That no matter what I do, I am going to die. I think that when your attitude is no matter what I do, Bach energy number 42, then you are not going to challenge yourself. You have already given up. In essence it somehow says that it's hopeless. And it causes the emotion, resigned and all the activities consistent with that. Passing time. So what can you do if you find yourself in that state? You need to find something that will make it worth your while to live as if you mattered, as if what you do mattered. It's challenging, but you can do it. You may need to remind yourself, after you find that something, many times a day, but unless you do it, you are waiting for something outside of you to give you meaning, and that is a horrible place to be. You need to remember the Hillel lines, if am not for me, who is for me? If not now when? So what am I inventing for myself so I can get back on the ball again? I am not sure if this would work for you, but I think it will work for me. My sentence is, I will be alive while I am alive. Today is not a good day to die. This works for me, because for me alive means growing. Not growing, for me, means dying. But if your meaning for alive and growing are different, you must examine them, and create something that will help you get back into growth mode. And stop declining. Humans are designed to enjoy using their bodies and their brain. That is why humans like puzzles, games, because using what you have is enjoyable. And middling through life has none of that enjoyment. So if you find yourself looking for something to enjoy, make sure you pick something that challenges you. Because life without challenge is boring, and almost insufferable. Linear is boring. Most books are written in a linear first this and then that style. In addition to truth value, I should start measuring the linearity of books, so I don't end up again making my brain prune itself. I have had a shortcut, if it is written by a woman, then I don't read it. That includes Jane Austen. Why do women write in that style? I think that it is because they think that way. They see the world as linear. Not even a third dimension. Unless, of course, their training adds a third, fourth dimension. Their brain is capable. But it needs to be trained. Seeing the big picture aka the context while you see the steps as well depends on this training. Inventing a new way of being, a new self and build legs under it needs you to develop the brain to be able to see them at the same time. The new way of being is the context here, the big picture, and the actions are the actions. You need to see them in the same glance. I measure this in the starting point measurements in measure number 32. How many pieces of information can your brain hold at the same time? If that number is 1, you need to work on making it at least 2, so you can actually do the work I teach. So that you can produce the results someone with a better brain can produce. The same capacity, being able to hold more than one thing in your vision at a time is also the brain requirement when you want to see that there is nothing wrong in reality, which is, maybe, the cornerstone of becoming a human being. This is secret of people who can do algebra. You have to hold two things in their brain at the same time and see their connection. It's not born with. If you were trained to always know the right answer, you probably were trained to be linear. If you have the habit to explain and justify. This is one of the symptoms of linear thinking, telling me you cannot hold two things in your brain. And if your promises, if your invented context doesn't seem to influence what you do and how you do it, then it is a symptom of the same thing. What would help you develop the third dimension in your thinking? About a year ago, one of my students took it on herself to learn collaging and do many collages to keep your sight capacity open. We were in almost daily communication during those months. I asked her to make collages on a theme, hold the idea, the context, the theme in mind and allow pictures on magazines to say, I belong. You can make collages with a linear thinking brain and they may be pretty but not transformative. You'll find illustrations, but that is not the job. Illustrations are still linear. The pictures in the collage have to have seemingly no connection, and yet. That and yet is the third dimension. Languages can also help activate the third dimension. Learning musical instruments. Architecture. Being able to see the clouds in the sky and the sky at the same time. Even when the sky is behind the clouds. Panic, the code word is at the same time. I have instructed my collaging student to start doing collages again. What are you going to do to open the third dimension for yourself? Obviously everyone's brain has the capacity, but what opens up a capacity is the use. This ability to see the third dimension and maybe even the fourth is part of the sight capacity. Most of you, probably, don't even know what I am talking about. Is it worth it? Is it worth the effort, the trouble, the time? You decide. Let me know what you are going to do to develop it. By the way, communication, the power to create, the power to get things done, depends on this capacity. And because of this, being trained in communication can have a chance to open up the capacity. Because it is needed. Our next course is the communication workshop. People who signed up to the waiting list are going to be the only people who get notification about it. The only people who can sign up. Why? Because I only want to work there with people who have invested in, who have thought ahead of time, who will likely to actually learn to communicate. Learn the power, learn the magic, learn the art of communication. Sign up to the communication group.